The special representative of the UN mission in South Sudan, Nicola Saysom, told reporters in Juba today that steps taken by party leaders to unify the command structure of various forces marks a step forward in implementing key provisions of the peace deal, but those steps must be translated into action. He also says UNMISS is discouraged by recent growing violence, especially in Lier, where thousands of people have been displaced.
I strongly condemn these violent attacks on civilians, but in particular attacks on humanitarians and the looting of life-saving supplies and assets, all of which is unacceptable. Already this year, six humanitarians have lost their lives. We will continue to advocate at the highest levels of government for it to assume a greater responsibility to intervene in the protection of civilians, which includes humanitarians. For humanitarians, saving lives should not mean losing lives. With the appointment of a single unified command, we expect to see greater coherence in government response to local conflicts across the country.
Haysom warns that unless serious steps are taken, conflicts across parts of the country may exacerbate the humanitarian situation, which is competing with the other conflicts in Ethiopia, Sudan, and Ukraine.
Against the backdrop of this intercommunal violence, we are conscious that the country is facing a humanitarian crisis that deepened in 2021. Owing to multiple and overlapping shocks such as flooding and the continued economic impacts of COVID-19.
The country's food security classification report, compiled by the UN and the South Sudan government, says food insecurity is likely to rise by 7% across South Sudan in the coming months compared to last year. Haysom says recent efforts made by partners in the unity government to implement their security arrangements offers a window of opportunity for the parties to carry out key provisions of the peace deal before the transitional period ends early next year.
Now that the parties have reached agreement on the unified command structure, the way is now open for a surge on other critical tasks, which includes transitional justice, undertaking financial, legal and judicial reforms, and the constitution-making process, which is fundamental to building a new social contract to underpin national unity. UNMISS is committed to providing technical support, working with local organisations to encourage an understanding of the constitution-making process and to ensure that the process is inclusive.
Haysom says he does not agree the time is ripe to hold the South Sudan elections at the end of the transitional period in February 2023, but he urges the parties to start technical preparations for the electoral process. Article 1, subsection 20 of the peace deal states that no later than 12 months after the commencement of the transitional period, the president, in consultation with the parties to the agreement and with the approval of the transitional parliament, shall reconstitute a competent and impartial National Elections Commission to conduct elections. It further states that 60 days before the end of the transitional period, the National Elections Commission shall organize elections in accordance with the provisions of the permanent constitution adopted pursuant to the peace deal. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.